We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter number 25, The Characteristics of King Puranjana, Text number 62. Vipralabdho Mahishyaivam Sarva Prakriti Vanchita Nechan Anukaroti Agna Klaibhyat Krida Mrigoyata Vipralabdho Mahishyaivam Sarva Prakriti Vanchita Nechan Anukaroti Agna Klaibhyat Krida Mrigoyata Vipralabdho Mahishyaivam Sarva Prakriti Vanchita Nechan Anukaroti Agna Klaibhyat Krida Mrigoyata Prakriti Vanchita Nechan Kiram Goyata Pralabdho Mahishyaivam Sarva Prakriti Vanchita Nechan Anukaroti Agna Klaibhyat Krida Mrigoyata Vipralabdho Mahishyaivam Sarva Prakriti Vanchita Nechan Anukaroti Yagna Klaibhyat Krida Mrigoyata Matajis Shaivam Sarva Prakriti Vanchita Nechan Anukaroti Agna Lebyat Krida Mrigoyata Matajis Pranabdo Mahishyaivam Sarva Prakriti Vanchita Nechan Anukaroti Agna Vyat Krida Anukoyata Pralabdho Mahishyaivam Sarvalya Prakriti Vanchita Nechan Anukaroti Agna Vyat Krida What meaning? Vipralabdha, captivated. Mahisha, by the queen. Evam, thus. Sarva, all. Prakriti, existence. Manchita, being cheated. Na ichan, without desiring. Anukaroti, used to follow and imitate. Agna, the foolish king. Klaibhyat, by force. Krida, mriga, a pet animal. Yata, just like. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. In this way, King Puranjan was captivated by his nice wife and was thus cheated. Indeed, he became cheated in his whole existence, the material world. Even against that poor, foolish king's desire, he remained under the control of his wife, just like a pet animal that dances according to the order of its master. Purport. The word Vipralabdha is very significant in this verse. We means specifically, and Pralabdha means obtained. Just to satisfy his desires, the king got the queen, and thus he became cheated by material existence. Although he was not willing to do so, he remained a pet animal under the control of material intelligence. Just as a pet monkey dances according to the desires of its master, the king danced according to the desires of the queen. In Srimad Bhagavatam 5.5.2, it is said, Mahat Sevam Dwaram Ahur Vimukte. If one associates with a saintly person, a devotee, one's path of liberation becomes clear. But if one associates with a woman or with a person who is too much addicted to a woman, his path of bondage becomes completely clear. He, on the whole, for spiritual advancement, one must give up the company of women. This is what is meant by the order of sannyas, the renounced order. Before taking sannyas or completely renouncing the material world, one has to practice avoiding illicit sex. Sex life, licit or illicit, is practically the same. But through illicit sex, one becomes more and more captivated. By regulating one's sex life, there is a chance that one may eventually be able to renounce sex or renounce the association of women. If this can be done, advancement in spiritual life becomes very easily. How one becomes captivated by the association of one's dear wife is explained in this chapter by Narada Muni. Attraction for one's wife means attraction for the material qualities. One who is attracted by the material quality of darkness is in the lower stage of life, whereas one who is attracted by the material quality of goodness is in a better position. Sometimes we see that when a person is on the platform of material goodness, he is attracted more or less by the cultivation of knowledge. This is, of course, a better position, for knowledge gives one the preference to accept devotional service. Unless one comes to the platform of knowledge, the Brahma-Bhuta stage, one cannot advance in devotional service. As Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita 18.54, Brahma-Bhuta prasannatma nasochati nakangshati samasarveshu bhuteshu madbhaktim lavate param. One who is thus transcendently situated at once realizes the Supreme Brahman and becomes fully joyful. He never laments nor desires to have anything. He is equally disposed to every living entity. In that state, he attains pure devotional service unto me. The platform of knowledge is advantageous because it is a means by which one may come to the stage of devotional service. However, if one takes to devotional service directly, knowledge is revealed without separate endeavor. This is confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.7. Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janayati Ashuvairagyam Gnanam Chayat Ahaitukam. Devotional service automatically reveals actual knowledge of our material existence. One who is sufficiently intelligent immediately attains the stage of renunciation of so-called society, family and love, as well as other things. As long as we are attached to society, family and love of the material world, there is no question of knowledge, nor is there a question of devotional service. By directly taking to devotional service, however, one becomes filled with knowledge and renunciation. In this way, one's life becomes successful. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purpose of the 4th chapter. 25th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Descriptions of Characteristics of King Kuranjan. Om Agnanati Mirandasya Grananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Milita Mena Tasvai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Mena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Uta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam సాగనా రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిచనాసైతం కృష్ణ చైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణపదాన్ సాగనాలలిత శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ నమాం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణప్రేష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామినితి నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే విశేషశూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్యదేశతారిణే నమో మహావదన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామనే గౌరస్వే నమః హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికా కాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ శ్రీరాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవీ ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్యైవ చ తీతానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర్ శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ. సో బిఫోర్ ఐ స్టార్ట్ ఐ సీక్ ద బ్లెస్సింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ద అసెంబ్లీ వైష్ణవస్ ఎస్పెషలీ డివోటీస్ లైక్ రూప గోస్వామి ప్రభు శ్రీ గురుచంద్ ప్రభు సర్వలక్ష్మణ్ ప్రభు అండ్ ఆల్ ద డివోటీస్ సో దట్ ఐ కెన్ గ్లోరిఫై శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం అండ్ స్పీక్ సంథింగ్ ఫర్ ద ప్యూరిఫికేషన్ ఆఫ్ మై హార్ట్. సో వీ హ్యావ్ బీన్ హియరింగ్ ఇన్ దిస్ పర్టిక్యులర్ చాప్టర్ హౌ ద క్యారెక్టరిస్టిక్స్ ఆఫ్ కింగ్ పురంజన్, హౌ హీస్ అట్రాక్టెడ్ బై హిస్ వైఫ్ అండ్ హౌ హీస్ డిస్ట్రాక్టెడ్. సో here through this chapter we can learn that how if somebody doesn't keep Krishna in the center of their lives, but if they keep only themselves, their own selfish interests as the center of their life, then they get distracted. So today we'll try to see from the scriptures and some examples of devotees how they, by keeping Krishna in the center of their lives, how they could overcome this attraction. So as we hear in Srimad Bhagavatam, pumsa striya mitno bhavamaitam tayor mito hridaya granti maho ato graha kshetra sudapta vittair janasya mohoyam aham mameti. So when there is sex life, then there is bondage in the heart, and then the attachment to wife, children and home, one's home increases, and one is just absorbed in the illusion of I and mine. So when we keep Krishna in the center of life, all our focus is on the Lord. We are only trying to fulfill the desires of the Lord and please the Lord with all our words, actions and behavior. So and when one forgets to keep Krishna in the center of life and puts himself in the center of life, then he will only try to fulfill his desires, his selfish desires. We can see also every day in the morning program, we put off all lights and just focus on the altar. All the other lights are off. That is why, that actually means that we are supposed to focus on the lordships, keep them in the center of our lives. Not that focus is on us and We put all the lights in altar. So all these activities which we perform daily in our devotional service, in the morning program, they are actually meant to keep Lord in the center of our lives. When we perform parikrama, we are actually putting Lord in the center of our lives, and we are trying to circumambulate Lord to remember ourselves. Many times we may forget that. I also forget. But that is what is the consciousness while we circumambulate around the Lord. That, oh Lord, may I always keep you in the center of my life, nothing else. So in that way, we can gradually take us away from the center of life and put Lord in the center of our lives. So once His Grace Radheshyamprabhu was telling, if you see in the family of Lord Shiva, in their family, all the vehicles which they have, like Lord Shiva has bull, then Mother Parvati has lion, then Kartikeya has this peacock, and Ganesh, and Lord Ganesh has mouse. So, and there is snake in the neck of Lord Shiva. So actually, if you see, all these animals, they are against each other. The lion and bull can fight, snake can eat the mouse, peacock can fight with the snake and all. So in that way, there could be so much fight in their family. But why there is unity? So Prabhuji was telling that because Lord Shiva is continuously chanting the holy names and dancing in great ecstasy. So he is chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So because he is in such great ecstasy, chanting the holy names, so all the family members are also imbued with that ecstasy. And they completely forget their enmity. That's how their family is united. We see in Srimad Bhagavatam, Kardamuni and Devahuti, how Kardamuni was so serious in his spiritual life, and how Devahuti was assisting as a chaste wife, although she was a princess living in such luxury. So because they always put Krishna in the center of their lives, so Krishna, in one lecture, His Holiness Radhaswami Maharaj is telling, Krishna appeared in their hearts and also externally also He appeared, Lord Kapiladev. So that's what, if you keep Krishna in the center of life, Lord will surely appear in their homes. We see also in Chaitanya Charitamrit, Srivas Pandit, how much he put Lord in the center of their lives. He completely gave his home for kirtans, not in the daytime, night. Somebody wants to nicely take rest. But he is so much attached to the Lord. Even at night, all devotees are doing kirtans, dancing. So, and we see the pastime when one of his child dies, and all his family members are crying. So immediately he goes and stops it. He says, nothing should disturb the pleasure of the Lord. It's a disturbance. So it's a very wonderful example. So when we hear such examples, it may be very high standard, but at least we can take inspiration from such examples. How the acharyas have set such standards for all of us, and how we can endeavor sincerely in our lives to follow in their footsteps. So same way we see in the life of Dhanurdas and his wife also, like Ramanacharya, he was so much attached to Dhanurdas. We know that pastime, how the brahmacharis become envious, and he proves to them how Tanurdas and his wife were much more detached than all the brahmacharis. So when we put Krishna in the center of our lives and have congenial relationships, so Isola Radha Swami Maharaj was telling, like in a house, even if they don't have deities, if they just have a small altar maybe, they are sincerely endeavoring to put Krishna in the center of their lives, then actually Radha and Krishna are present there, because they are basing their lives on keeping Krishna in the center. But even if suppose somebody has an altar with a lot of deities and they organize a big festival with bringing a lot of devotees and a lot of other things like that, but if they don't have congenial relationships based on pleasing Guru and Krishna, then actually deities are not there, although you install them. I was telling. So how much it is really important to make sure that one keeps Krishna in the center of life. So somebody may say, okay, we'll keep TV in the center of life. You are telling that you should keep something in the center. So why not we'll keep TV and we'll all come together and keep on watching. That will be the center of our lives. So yeah, somebody may have TV also or whatever. So but whatever you keep in the center of your life, that's what you will be absorbed in. So that's what that same consciousness you will be having. So in TV you will see all people who are completely selfish, absorbed in sense gratification. So obviously we will become like that. So when you meditate on Lord, the glorious qualities of Lord, then obviously you will be attracted by the Lord and you will develop those divine qualities. So we see even in ISKCON how there are so many wonderful devotees, families who have actually kept Krishna in the center of their lives and sincerely spreading the message of the Lord. We see Sankarsan Das Adhikari Prabhu and his wife, how they travel and how every morning they complete their rounds, and they after the Mangalarti they perform deity worship preaching the message of the Lord. We see Anuttam Prabhu, His Grace Anuttam Prabhu and Her Grace Rukmini Mataji, how they have raised their children very nicely and how they are completely dedicated their lives. So I just wanted to share some of my recent experiences, means what I heard. So recently His Grace Anand Vrindavan Prabhu had come around a month ago for deity installation in Bharat Rati Prabhu's house. So I was very inspired by his life, how he has kept his life completely centered around Guru and Krishna. So in their house, once in a month on Ekadashi or one public holiday, they call the devotees for chanting 64 rounds. Sometimes there are 100 devotees, even brahmacharis. So they have a rule that from morning 4 to at least 11, they should chant continuously. And nobody should, once you come in, you can't go out. And they will provide prasad. And I asked if they get sleep. He said, no sleeping. They have to walk. And they make sure, I mean, somebody is appointed to make sure nobody sleeps also. So he was telling that on Haridas Thakur's disappearance day, there were more than 100 devotees chanting 192 rounds. So I was shocked how they chant 192. So he said they are so sincere. Devotees, they sleep one day before early at 6 p.m. They get up around 12, 1, and they come to their house by 2 a.m. And from 2 a.m. to night 11, they keep on chanting. And then that day also they have the same rule. If you come inside, that's all. You can't go out. If you want to do that, then only you can come. So still he said there were more than 100 devotees. I was shocked. My Lord. So I asked him, Prabhu, how do you do all this? How you all became so serious, taking this chanting so seriously? Sometimes I am not able to take it seriously. So he said few examples. He said there is one devotee, I forgot his name, he's a disciple of His Holiness Radha Govind Swami Maharaj. So he said he got initiated at the age of 17 and now he is 32 years old, Grastha. So he said he is a diamond merchant, earning lakhs of rupees every day. He said every day he chants 32 rounds, and before finishing his rounds, until he finishes his rounds, he doesn't take water, drink water or take prasad, honor prasad. So he said on Ekadashi, he has a rule that on that day he doesn't even talk. He chants 108 rounds and whole day he doesn't talk, maybe some basic things maybe, but he doesn't talk and his phone is not with him. So he said on Ekadashi he just focuses on 108 rounds and later he just hears lectures, that's all. And in case some call comes, his wife says that, sorry, my husband is, today is Ekadashi, he doesn't talk, that's all. He said even if it is some crores of lakhs of business, whatever it is, he doesn't talk, that's all, that is his focus. So I was shocked. My Lord. So he said this is what this devotee has been doing from last 15 years. It's not that he has taken some vow for 1 month and then after that, sorry, it's difficult. Not like that. From last 15 years, he has been continuously doing this. And the same vow. And then next day, it is another thing. Because now suppose if you do Ekadashi, next day we have to break the Parana time, right? Sometimes it's 6:30. So there is his vow, he has taken a vow that he doesn't drink or eat, right? So if it is, whatever is the time, he finishes his 32 rounds and then only breaks his, means before the Parana time, he finishes his 32 rounds. Toh aur shock laga hai. So he said, if we associate with such devotees, toh obviously kya hoga? This is what happens. And he was also telling example of one devotee who was chanting, he's 80 years old, but still on Ekadashi he comes at 4 and then he chants continuously 108 rounds, non-stop. So he was telling, actually, when we have such devotees in our association, then obviously you can't have any substandards. So because of their association, he said, I am also able to follow these standards. So it was deeply inspiring for me. So because we actually hear from scriptures so many examples, but also when we have some live examples of devotees who actually are doing it, then we really get inspired. So he was also telling how in his life how he became a devotee. Because in this also we see it is mentioned, Prabhupada is mentioning that mahat sevam means how by the association of devotees one gets delivered. So he was telling he was a pakka businessman. So even in his college, they used to call him Sedji. So he was studying in the same college of His Holiness Bhaktirasamrita Swami Maharaj, some Narasimha College of Management, something like that. So there, after they passed out, so he started business. And first few times, whatever business he was doing, he was quite successful. But later, there was so much loss. He was completely shocked by that. So then for refuge, he went to Chowpatti Radha Gopinath temple. So he used to frequently visit there. So there he met His Holiness Bhaktirasamrita Swami Maharaj there. So Maharaj was shocked to see him there, because he is so much absorbed in business. Sedji, how come you are here? So then he once called him and gave him a lot of time. He understood what happened in his life. So he was telling the turning point in his life was when Maharaj joined Brahmachari Ashram. So he had all his Lakshmi, which he earned. So he took all that Lakshmi, and one by one he was putting that bundles in the hundi. So he was shocked. How come you are, what about your future? What about your security? So seeing that, he was greatly inspired how much this person is detached. So Maharaj told him, it seems that time, that actually this money is becoming a wall between me and Krishna. I don't want to keep any more walls between me and Krishna. So he said that statement actually completely touched his heart and transformed him. Then he took it very seriously. So also the way they serve their deities, their home, is really inspiring. So I just wanted to share. So he was telling that initially he never had any interest in deity worship. He used to think that chanting and hearing is sufficient. That's what we see. He is attached to that. He always asks questions in lectures. So, but he said, my son is completely opposite, Raghunath Prabhu. He was right from childhood completely attached to deity worship. So from childhood, then he started deity worship. So he said, when they have deities at home, he said, how if somebody is very pakka in following the deity worship, very strict, he said, then one can have a very disciplined life. He said, generally, grihasthas, they don't have disciplined life when they get up, when they sleep, all those things. But he said, when one has deities at home, and when one seriously takes their service. So he was telling, there is one devotee, Dayal Chandra Prabhu. The neighbors are also inspired, he was telling, by their example. So he was telling that every day at 5 a.m. sharp, the conch blows. So even if sometimes their watches are like here and there, so if they see conch is blowing, that means 5. So that is their standard, he was telling. And in their house, they have a rule, it seems, that everybody in the house has to come before the deities at 5 a.m. And in case they don't come, they have some punishment, the Dayal Chandra Prabhu, like that, he was telling. So he was telling that whenever we welcome deities at home, he was telling, in Bombay, sometimes when somebody buys a home, so the builders, they welcome the owners and they have nice arrangements like decorations, and then they welcome the people there. And then
they click some photos and or some they give the keys saying that you are now the owner of this house. So he said, when we actually welcome deities, they are the owners of the house. It means we are declaring that actually from now you are the owner of this house. We are no more the owners. So he was telling that even when they go out from the house, they take permission from the deities and leave. And when they come back, they report what actually happened, what all they did. They actually report. And whatever they purchase in their house, even if it is a pencil, they offer it to the Lord. This is what we buy. He was telling. And in case sometimes they have some arguments or they fight or something like that, they go and they ask forgiveness, that please forgive us, we could not act as per the pleasure of your lordships, and we'll try to change. So he was telling, when they had deities, he asked his wife, it seems, that instead of having jewelry for you, can we use that Lakshmi for their lordships, like gold jewelry? So they use whatever Lakshmi, they purchase some golden jewelry for the Lord, flute and some things, he was telling. And also whenever they go to some program, he was telling that generally, suppose we go to some program, we have a nice feast, like we may eat pizza or whatever. But what about deities? We may hardly, we just put them at the home and we go off. So he was telling, even when they come back, they cook nice bhoga and they offer. And even when they are in yatra, they carry one lamination of the deities. And before they take prasad, they offer bhoga to the Lord, and then only they start taking prasad. So it was a great inspiration for me to hear that how actually these devotees are keeping their lordships in the center of their lives, and how personally they are actually serving the Lord. So I was thinking that actually, although I am brahmachari staying in the temple, how much actually I am conscious of the deities and keeping their pleasure in the center of my life. Hardly I may be thinking about taking permission while leaving, or at least mentally, if not coming and taking permission, and hardly reporting about anything. So it's a very wonderful example for all of us, how we can actually try to keep their lordships always in the center of our lives and try to please them. Today is also the disappearance of Govinda Ghosh. So actually Govinda Ghosh, Vasudeva Ghosh and Madhav Ghosh, they are all brothers, and they were great singers. So whenever there was Rath Yatra, they used to come and they used to sing kirtans for the pleasure of the Lord. So this Govinda Ghosh had deity Sri Gopinath. So but they didn't have any son. So he was actually thinking that when I leave this world, who would actually perform my final rites? There is no son, so what will happen? So when he thought like this, in the night he had a dream where Sri Gopinath appeared, and he said that I'll personally perform your final rites, don't worry. So when he actually disappeared, today is the disappearance day, So when he actually disappeared from this world, so the deities actually performed the final rites. And still today, the deities only celebrate the disappearance day of Srila Govinda Ghosh. So actually when we hear the pastimes of these wonderful devotees, how much they serve the Lord and serve the devotees, it gives a great inspiration to all of us. So we can also take inspiration from all these Vaishnavas of the past and the present, and try to sincerely mold our lives by keeping Guru and Krishna in the center. When we actually keep Guru and Krishna in the center, that means we take out ourselves from the center. That's what, like in one lecture, Maharaj was telling Isolnes Radhana Swami Maharaj, that we had the nature of the conditioned soul is right from morning to night, he keeps himself in the center of his life. He only tries to please himself. He himself is a deity. So he is just worshipping himself. So, but we are meant to take ourselves out and keep deities in the center of our lives. And when we sincerely strive to please the Lord, and when we pray to the deities and to these exalted Vaishnavas, that we also can sincerely strive to follow in these footsteps. So as Prabhupada is also telling, when we perform devotional service, one automatically gets knowledge and renunciation. So gradually, by sincerely performing devotional service, these devotional acts, surely Lord will give us the strength. So although currently we may not be in such a position, when we hear these examples, we may be shocked to hear sometimes how far actually we are from the standard of devotional service, how these devotees are pleasing their lordships. I'll just end. He was telling about his son, Raghunath, this Anandundavan Prabhu, that Maharaj personally called both his parents and told, "Can I give second initiation to your son?" So he was just 21 years old, something like that. So because he was so much attached to serving the deities, and once he got initiated, immediately evening he started night dressing for Radha Gopinath, he was telling. So he was telling, generally we give some petty cash to children, like whatever they need, they can purchase. So he was telling that he saves all his water, Lakshmi, and that petty cash also. And he uses that to purchase some jewelry or whatever required. So he was telling, in summer, he has arranged 4 fountains around the deity. Deities are there, and around that there are 4 fountains, and there is water continuously flowing, and there are some droplets falling on the deities to keep them cool. So he was telling that how much actually he is seeing for the pleasure of the Lord, how much he is attached to the deities. So these examples are really inspiring to all of us. And can pray to the lordships and these devotees, that we can also try to sincerely follow in their footsteps, so that we can also develop such deep attachment to the lordships. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Samveda Gaura Bhaktavinoda ki jai. Hare Krishna.